In the early and mid-1960s, Littleton invited Clayton to join him touring England and making some records. They became very good friends, Buck calling Humph one of his trumpet brothers. Clayton dedicated an entire chapter of his memoir to his years hanging out with Humph and asked Littleton to write its foreword. Over the course of several tours, they had, as Buck described it, a ball blowing together, racing through the verdant English countryside in Humph's sports car, stopping at roadside pubs for ale and meat pies. By the mid-60s, Littleton was playing in the Basie Manor, and the 1965 tour was practically a Kansas City reunion, presenting a special Kansas City jazz show with Clayton, Ben Webster, Vic Dickinson, and Big Joe Turner. Buck Clayton said of Littleton, quote, "He had just about everything, a good trumpet player, a good band, a quick wit, and one of the most friendly people that I'd met. If he'd been an American, he would have been compared with the greatest. He was never credited with being as good as he really was." In their memoirs, both Clayton and Littleton make reference to their friendly, personal, onstage trumpet rivalry and what they called wrestler's tricks, tactics and strategies for gaining a competitive edge to fake out or sneak up on one another. Together, Humph and Buck created and recorded this next tune, The Wrestler's Tricks, celebrating this running inside joke. Then together they play Littleton's One for Buck.